With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. This is beginning to get more than just a little bit scary. OpenAI now unveiling its new voice engine technology. It can clone a person's voice after hearing it for just 14 to 15 seconds. Four of the largest school boards in the Canadian province of Ontario launching lawsuits against TikTok, Meta, and Snapchat, alleging the social media platforms are disrupting student learning.
The lawsuits claim platforms like Facebook and Instagram are designed for compulsive use and have rewired the way children think, behave, and learn. Among the school boards suing are the Toronto District School Board, the Peel District School Board, the Toronto Catholic District School Board, and the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board. They're seeking damages for disruption to student learning and the education system.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at srnnews.com, the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland proving to be a monumental challenge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says four cranes, all big, will help in the recovery effort.
One of the cranes is called the Chesapeake 1000, and it can lift about 1,000 tons. But the big part, and one of the challenges, is that the Key Bridge, which sits on top of the vessel right now, that weight is somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 tons. So our team needs to cut that truss into sections in a safe, in a responsible, and in an efficient way before it can lift those pieces out of the water.
In the meantime, federal courts will soon consider a complicated balance of doctors and facts with a network of insurance companies expected to foot some of the bill. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in one Virginia locality will be celebrating on Sunday.
Easter, you might think? No. The Fairfax County Board of Supervisors has designated Sunday as Transgender Visibility Day. On a unanimous vote, the board has selected the holiest day on the Christian calendar to celebrate transgenderism. Fairfax County has already designated June as LGBT Pride Month and October as LGBT History Month. The county is predominantly Democrat and it borders Washington, D.C. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
1 year after a shooting at a Christian elementary school in Nashville left three adults and three kids dead, students and their families have formed tight bonds out of their shared grief. Covenant School Chaplain Matthew Sullivan says moms and dads have formed prayer groups that are all a very critical part of their week. This is SRN News. A measure of inflation that is closely tracked by the Fed slipping last month in a sign price pressures might be easing somewhat. Prices rose just 0.3% from January to February. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says inflation appears to be headed in the right direction, but it's too soon to cut rates.
We expect inflation to move down to 2%, but on a path that is sometimes bumpy. So the question then is, are those just bumps or are they something more than bumps? Is progress on inflation going to slow for more than, 2 months? And that's a question. And honestly, we're just going to have to let the data tell us that.
An audit finding Vermont did not provide adequate oversight to prevent the massive fraud that occurred in ski areas and other development projects funded by foreign investors through a special visa program. More details at srnnews.com.